Test 6. Paper 2. Listening.
There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet.
Test 6. Listening. Part 1.
There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. What will the girl buy from the shop?
We're nearly packed. Let me just check what you need to get from the shop. We've got toothpaste, but could you get me a new toothbrush?
Okay. I also need one, so I'll get 2 and some shampoo.
There's a new bottle upstairs.
We'll take that then. I can't think of anything else.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. One. What will the boy do first?
Can you help me get dinner ready, Michael? I know you've got some homework to do, but you'll have time to do that after we've eaten.
But there's a programme on TV later that I want to watch.
Well, I need you to help me. You'll still have time to do your homework afterwards, and you can always record the programme.
All right, then. I suppose I can watch it tomorrow.
Now listen again.
Can you help me get dinner ready, Michael? I know you've got some homework to do, but you'll have time to do that after we've eaten.
But there's a programme on TV later that I want to watch.
Well, I need you to help me. You'll still have time to do your homework afterwards, and you can always record the programme.
All right, then. I suppose I can watch it tomorrow.
Two. Where will they meet?
I have to go to the bank now. I've got an appointment there at 3. Why don't you do some more shopping or go to the park? You don't need to come with me.
I think I'll look around a few more shops. I'd like to get a new pair of shoes. Where shall I meet you?
I'll wait for you in the cafe opposite the bank. I'll be there about 3:30.
Okay. See you there.
Now listen again.
I have to go to the bank now. I've got an appointment there at 3. Why don't you do some more shopping or go to the park? You don't need to come with me.
I think I'll look around a few more shops. I'd like to get a new pair of shoes. Where shall I meet you?
I'll wait for you in the cafe opposite the bank. I'll be there about 3:30.
Okay. See you there.
Three. Which job would the boy like?
What are you doing in the summer, Chris? Are you working at your uncle's restaurant again?
I'm not sure, really. I'd like to do something else.
They might be looking for someone in the supermarket.
Yes, maybe. They're usually busy in the summer. But I'm not sure I want to do that. I think I'll ask if they have anything at the pool. I'd prefer to work there.
Now listen again.
What are you doing in the summer, Chris? Are you working at your uncle's restaurant again?
I'm not sure, really. I'd like to do something else.
They might be looking for someone in the supermarket.
Yes, maybe. They're usually busy in the summer. But I'm not sure I want to do that. I think I'll ask if they have anything at the pool. I'd prefer to work there.
4. On which date will the boy have his next guitar lesson?
Your guitar teacher rang while you were out and he can't do your lesson next Tuesday, the one on the 3rd.
Does that mean I miss a week? Will the next one be on the 10th?
Well, he'd prefer to rearrange the lesson. Is the 5th okay? Can you go then? It's the normal time.
Oh, all right. That should be fine.
Now listen again.
Your guitar teacher rang while you were out and he can't do your lesson next Tuesday, the one on the 3rd.
Does that mean I miss a week? Will the next one be on the 10th?
Well, he'd prefer to rearrange the lesson. Is the 5th okay? Can you go then? It's the normal time.
Oh, all right. That should be fine.
Five. What did the girl like best about her school trip?
How was your school trip to France, Louise?
It was great. The weather was good, so the ferry crossing was fine. When we got there, the teacher took us to a museum and she gave us some worksheets to do.
You went to a farm as well, didn't you?
Yes, we did. They showed us how to make goat's cheese. I enjoyed that the most. I thought it was really interesting.
Now listen again.
How was your school trip to France, Louise?
It was great. The weather was good, so the ferry crossing was fine. When we got there, the teacher took us to a museum and she gave us some worksheets to do.
You went to a farm as well, didn't you?
Yes, we did. They showed us how to make goat's cheese. I enjoyed that the most. I thought it was really interesting.
Six. Which bag does the girl borrow?
You need to take a bag. Why don't you borrow one of mine? What about this one? It's got a long handle so you can put it on your shoulder.
I need a little one. That's much too big. What about that little one with a short handle and a pocket on the side?
Oh, I threw that away. You'll have to borrow the bigger one.
Okay, then.
Now listen again.
You need to take a bag. Why don't you borrow one of mine? What about this one? It's got a long handle so you can put it on your shoulder.
I need a little one. That's much too big. What about that little one with a short handle and a pocket on the side?
Oh, I threw that away. You'll have to borrow the bigger one.
Okay, then.
Seven. How much does the girl's ticket cost?
Can you tell me how much a day return is for Manchester? And also whether it will be cheaper with a student rail card?
The next train's at 9:05, but it's a non-stop one and there are no reductions. So you'd have to pay the full price of £45.75. There's another one at 10:15. And tickets are £35, so they're a bit cheaper. Now, you can get reductions on that, so with a student card it would be £27.50.
I'd like a return for the 10:15, please. And here's my student card.
Now listen again.
Can you tell me how much a day return is for Manchester? And also, whether it will be cheaper with a student rail card.
The next train's at 9:05, but it's a non-stop one and there are no reductions. So you'd have to pay the full price of £45.75. There's another one at 10:15 and tickets are £35, so they're a bit cheaper. Now, you can get reductions on that, so with a student card, it would be £27.50.
I'd like a return for the 10:15, please. And here's my student card.
That is the end of part one.